High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we wanted to get an update as to what is really going on in the United States. Fascinating, fascinating election. We had this prediction that there was going to be this red wave, that the Republicans were going to take the House and the Senate. Certainly doesn't, have not taken the Senate. Will they take the House? Well, that is yet to be seen. It does look like they might. But what does this really mean? And we've spoken about the impact on Donald Trump, the fact that this might be an indication that his days are finally done. But we wanted to get an expert's view. Dr. Ina Khos, senior lecturer at the University of the Free State. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, there we go. Now we can hear you. So it's really a fascinating election and one that didn't go the way that everybody anticipated it would.
Yes, you know, midterms are notorious for not being good for the incumbent, for the president sitting in the White House, especially for Joe Biden. His approval ratings were not good, and with inflation in America being so high, there was lots of reasons why voters could have turned their backs on him and the Democratic Party, which they have not. So there are other issues that were clearly more important for voters and that helped Democrats. Not only for the House, you know, and for the Senate and Congress, but also for, you know, state legislatures, which is not talked about so much, but where they did really well.
Right. So let's just talk about that. Let's start at the beginning. Joe Biden, the American economy, a massive, massive problem for him. He's being portrayed. Well, it's not that he's portrayed. He is. Significantly older, he isn't coming across with the mental agility that Americans would look for. It was really expected that he was going to be punished, or that his party was going to be punished.
Absolutely, as I said, the message definitely from the Republican Party in their campaign was, first and foremost, the high inflation rates, high prices in gas prices, and all the things that affect Americans' pockets. And then the fact that, you know, they thought also about Medicaid and Medicare, that they think people are paying too much, the state is paying too much for. And they are also always after tax cuts, the Republicans, which they blame Democrats for not doing, especially for the richer people. And these messages were not the most important things to Americans, it seems, especially for young people who came out in droves to vote in this election, which is, you know, remarkable to see, specifically with issues like abortion rights. I think the Republicans and their approach, especially with including the Supreme Court, made a huge mistake there. And we could see with women and with young people who came out, that issue was very important, and that didn't do them very well. And then the Trump factor, of course. I think people are sick and tired of him on in red states and blue states, or enough of them in red states to have come out and say no, we need to get you know, realign the politics away from him.
So that is fascinating, because we've seen his anger, we've seen him, his reaction to this. Obviously, we don't know what is true and what isn't true, but let's just assume that he's true to his character and he blames people around him. We've also seen for the first time a real voice from within the Republican Party saying it's enough is enough, it's time to change.
Absolutely, and I think those who aligned themselves with him, even during the campaign, who thought him interfering with the campaign, you know, having rallies on their behalf, endorsing them and so forth, did really, you know, badly in this election, which, you know, tells you where the majority of Republican voters are going to be at. Leadership in the Republican Party is now, I don't know, waking up or realizing that they have to follow suit. And, you know, one after the other, they are disowning him, if you will. So if he decides, and I'm hearing he's going to have a big announcement on Tuesday, if he decides to go for running the full presidency again, it's going to be a very tough path for him, And specifically for the Republican Party, it's going to be very difficult to manage him first and foremost, and then put forward candidates that can go up against him.
Yeah, but hopefully, I mean, this would be a test for the Republicans, won't it? If he does decide that he's going to stand, you know, they do have alternatives.
Absolutely, and many people are now putting DeSantis of Florida forward because of his very big margin in Florida, and because he was, you know, he was the loudest, if you will.
Mm.
It's also problematic for he is also problematic for more moderate conservatives, you know, around the country, because of his hardline stance to what he calls woke issues. You know, is very much against abortion rights for women. He's one of those people who in his state, wants you to not be able to say the word gay, banning books, that sort of thing. So if he is the choice for the Republican Party, they will have to manage him as well.
Right.
So they are in disarray in general as a political party. And whichever candidate they start to put forward, which is not the Liz Cheney types, who are in, you know, first and foremost, about the constitutionalism, they're going to have,
which is fascinating, because on the Democrat side, we've got this very far left group, the squad we've got there, but in fact they aren't, but who was elected were the more moderate central Democrats. And Biden, no matter what we say about him, his run with him as president, he certainly surrounded himself with more traditional Democrats, and he's managed the first part of his presidency in that way. And I think very successfully, because we haven't, you know, I was concerned about the Democratic Party almost splintering, but we haven't seen that. We've seen him managing it much more from the center, but Republicans don't seem to have learned that lesson.
No, they are, you know, have core groups inside the party, the MAGA groups, as we know, and the, you know, white extremism groups, which have a, you know, destructive approach to issues in the country. Biden has always been a more center type Democrat, a moderate type Democrat. There are certain things that he's fundamental about when it comes to basic human rights and you know, democratic rights that he didn't budge on, which I think did him well. But rocking the boat too much, being too radical in his approach, was not something he was going to do. And he did. If you look at his record in the last 2 years, some legislation that he pushed through that is quite progressive. But he did so in a way that was more convincing than coercive. And I think that is the most clear difference in approach between him and some leadership of the opposition.
What about somebody like, Nikki Haley? She's been very quiet lately.
Yeah, I don't think she's on the board even. She's had one or two.
What happened? Because, you know, I would have seen her as America's possible first female president.
The problem with her is, and I think that's the case with most of these types of leaders who were leaders outside of America and not really in the fight, if you will. Even if you had a high profile like she had, you know, you need to be in a Senate fight or in a House fight for people to see really who you are. And I never thought that she could do that without that kind of platform.
So that's fascinating, because I guess you're right. We saw her because she was involved in the United Nations and other areas, but those were all external, not internal. And we haven't seen her here at all. We don't see her as featuring along the way here as a real option.
No, and she did. She wasn't even active during the campaign either. Hmm. She had a controversial statement here and there about particular issues, but other than that, you know, we didn't see or hear from her. And I mean, I don't want to generalize, but Americans are notorious for not really caring very much about what happens outside of their country.
Absolutely.
Unless someone like Putin wants a war.
Yeah, I don't think it's an unreasonable generalization. I think Americans would tell you that themselves.
Yeah, unless someone like Putin thoughts a war which affect their pockets in the end. So then they will, you know, take notice, but otherwise not so much.
What a fascinating conversation. Thank you for that, Dr. Ina Ghos, Senior Lecturer at the University of the Free State, talking to us about the latest American elections.